This is episode 142 on December 10th, 2015.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other things. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
I am Matt Hoffman.
And we're back. Another week, another fun-filled event. How was your week? It's good to be on. It's good to be on the show right now, huh?
Yeah, because it's Thursday night, means tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah,
everything's good on Friday,
and then it's the weekend. Time to get out and do things.
Yes, hopefully photography. Oh, wow, my voice just went crazy there. I said, hopefully photography.
Yes. Do you have any plans?
Well, let's see. Tomorrow night, we're going to a state park to go do some kind of Christmas thing.
Nice.
I don't really remember all the details, but we're going to get to, go on a guided tour of some old historic house. It has 40 some rooms in it, and that should be interesting. And then Saturday we're going to make our way into Amish country, and I'm not sure how much I'll get to photograph because it's supposed to rain.
The
Amish don't really like to have their picture taken, so you kind of have to respect that as well. But
right.
Amish country here in Ohio is beautiful. So if I have the opportunity to take pictures, I'll take it. And then Sunday, I'm thinking about heading out in my kayak somewhere.
Awesome. That sounds good. Yeah, I went and saw Amish country in Pennsylvania back when I was in high school.
And yeah, I grew up near there, so I'm very familiar with that.
Yeah, it was very neat. I think I went into one of the stores that they were making quilts or something like that. And that's pretty much all I can remember. I just remember.
Oh, that's all they do.
Yeah. That and Bill Barnes, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Did you do any photography this week? Anything of note?
Not really. We went to a wasn't really a state park, but some sort of state park type place to do a hike, and it was kind of neat. We walked by it was called a cave, but it wasn't really a cave. It was more of an alcove in these big rock outcroppings.
Yeah.
And I took some pictures there, but only one or two of them I ended up really liking.
Yeah.
And I only carried my iPhone with me. I didn't bring my Sony.
Nice. Roughing it.
Yeah, the iPhone and the Moment wide-angle lens. That's okay. It.
Cool. Yeah, I did a little bit of photography this week and a couple things. One we'll talk about a little bit more later on, but I did some sort of impromptu headshots of my kids for Christmas gifts today. And I have to say, I had fun doing it. My kids are in the phase where you say smile and they do this cheesy type thing, and then they, are moving constantly because they're excited, but you're like, hold still, don't cheese, just do a nice smile. And so I got those and sent them off to my father-in-law. We're doing a gift for my wife's grandmother, and it has to do with all the great grandchildren. So I did that, and I went to McAdamsville up in North Carolina, just over the border. And I still have to post these pictures, but McAdamsville.
Are you allowed up there?
Barely.
Yeah, that's what barely. I thought.
Yeah. McAdamsville every year does the whole town pretty much puts on Christmas lights, and you drive from one side through it to the other, and it's bumper to bumper. Some people are playing Christmas music. Everybody's driving past each other saying Merry Christmas. And they have, you know, some one of the churches does music with its bells, and others will have music going. And so it's a fun little atmosphere. We went out to eat and took the kids in the car and drove through McAdamsville. And we've done that now. I think this is our third time in a row. And so we're trying to do a little tradition. I pretend like it's a big, you know, like it's it's an inconvenience to have to drive through it. And my wife's like, oh, but you love it. And I'm like, oh, okay. So she drove through it and I took some pictures. I was able to get out of the van and go to the side of the road, take some photos, and then run up and jump back in without her getting too far away. And so it was a lot of fun. I did that. And so I'll be posting some of those later.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a sucker for Christmas lights. That's kind of why I'm excited for next week's photo challenge. But even this evening, we drove around and checked out some of the Christmas lights in the neighborhoods around us, and even got to see one of those houses that has like a ridiculously elaborate display. And
yes.
Tune your radio, you know, to a channel, and the lights are going to the music, and so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, our neighborhood is actually becoming more and more involved with the lights. And so we're now starting to drive around the neighborhood and see some pretty spectacular lights, especially when they send out a thing saying, you know, the best house with the lights will, you know, get a little discount on their HOA dues. Everybody's like, all right, you know. So, but it's fun.
Well, I even added some lights to my house just this evening.
Nice.
So I have a relatively decent display going on.
Yeah, we don't do the lights mainly because we're not going to be in town.
Because you hate Christmas.
Yes. Bah humbug.
It's not very, yeah. It's not very nice at all.
Well, for a long time.
No, I.
For a long time, I used to joke around with people like, oh, did you do lights? I'm like, no, I don't believe in Christmas. They're like, really? I'm like, no, I don't do it. Why put something up when you have to take it right back down again? So I would tease people that way. And they thought I was serious a couple times.
That's why you got to do it like right after Thanksgiving to make it worthwhile.
Yeah. We're not going to be in town. So we're not doing any decorations. All the decorations will be up in Baltimore. So.
Cool. Well, I should come visit you while you're there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, all right. Let's see here. Let's go ahead and, let's get into our focus point.
Focus point.
All right. Wow. We had a lot of response from our last, few episodes. We had a lot of people write in and tell us that they absolutely enjoyed the content that we were doing. We talked about black and white from the film days and, you know, kind of what that was all about. That was two episodes ago. And then last episode, we talked about printing. And I thought it would be good to kind of follow up. We did have a lot of positive positive responses, and then we had one guy who rightfully said he cringed when I mentioned Walmart. and in all honesty, a lot of what we do is based on experience, and I remember getting images back from Walmart and be like, oh, really? Is that really how it's going to be like? Or are these images, is this the quality that we're now going to have to live with? And I do have to say the images I got back the last time I was really pleased with. And I'm like, you know what? I can do this again. And even so much that I even recommended it. So that says a lot.
Yeah, I think you just got lucky that one time.
Yeah. There was actually a topic that came up in one of the comments that I thought it was worth bringing up. And it had to do with, let me pull it up, make sure I got it. It had to do with image output from certain apps. And it was brought up by Fred Zelders. He said, great show. Thank you, guys. However, why no attention paid to the relation between the quality of the image as produced by the native camera app and or editing apps and the size of the print? So in other words, I believe he was referencing that certain apps put out certain image sizes, and the image size will determine with a certain degree on quality. If you have an app that puts out a very large file size and a large image, you're able to get more of a quality image out of it than, say, one that does a screenshot on your iPhone, because it would be almost like stretching your image out and it becomes pixelated. So Mark and I had talked offhand, off air, like we do almost every other day. And he said that one of the apps that does that he uses a lot is the Slow Shutter Cam. And he says that it produces a very small file size. So then I think one of the ones that I had used in the past that I really loved, it's a great concept, but there again, it's basically a screenshot, is called Group Photo, where you're able to take two images that are almost identical and you can clone in the best features of one of the images on another and come out with a great image. Say you have two kids that can't sit still, they have a hard time staying focused. Well, one image would have one of them paying attention, doing what you ask them, and then the other image, it would be vice versa. So you can take the quality of one and transfer it to the other and have a great image. The problem is it is a very small file size. So that is something that you need to pay attention to, especially if you're putting a lot of time and effort in and you want to make prints. Is there any thoughts that you have, Matt, on that?
I kind of learned this the hard way, where, you know, I think I made some prints one time and I didn't realize that the apps that I was using were saving like lower quality files, basically. And so now it's pretty much a habit for me to go into every app that I'm going to use and make sure I have like the highest quality selected to save the image as. And if there is no like full resolution or high quality setting, then I just don't use the app. Pretty much comes down to that.
Right.
So I'm curious about Slow Shutter Cam, though. I'm actually, as we speak, just doing a test here to kind of just compare.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think that Slow Shutter Cam saved. I thought you had some control over the files, over the file size and the quality. So I'm just trying to quickly do a little comparison here.
Dave said the group photo resolution is 800 by 600. I know that I think the native app is three times bigger.
All right. So I just did two pictures. I did one with the native camera.
Uh-huh.
And then I did another with slow shutter cam. And in slow shutter cam, the settings that I picked were basically the picture resolution is full, the aspect ratio is native, and the file format is JPEG.
Okay.
Right. So taking a picture with those settings, I got bear with me here. I got a file size of basically 1.1 megabytes.
Okay.
The pixel width was 3,024 pixels, and the pixel height was 4,032 pixels.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
And with the native camera, the dimensions were exactly the same.
Okay.
The file size was
1.8
megabytes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so not a whole lot of difference between the two. I really just think it comes down to making sure that when you go in, you know, when any app that you're using, whether it's an editing app or a camera app, to make sure that you go into the settings and look at how it's saving the pictures. I think a lot of apps will natively
do a smaller one,
save as a smaller file, and that's basically their way of doing a service for people that aren't photographers, you know, just like anyone off the street that's just taking like loads of pictures, like at parties and whatever it is that they're doing. It's just in an effort to save space on the phone so they could take more pictures.
Yeah.
But you know, if you're doing, you know, a little bit more serious photography, like a lot of us are doing, and you want to print, and you really need to pay attention to that and make sure that you're saving your files in a higher quality. So basically every app you use, because you know, you could take a photo with the native camera and get the, you know, the highest quality or the largest file size, and then throw it into, I don't know, let's just say Snapseed, and edit the picture, and then save it back to your camera roll as a really small file that isn't going to print well without even really realizing that that's what you're doing.
Yeah. And you can actually use different apps to see what kind of file size that you're getting. Camera Plus, when you import images in, you can actually select the info to see what file size you're getting. So when I did the native camera app, I got 2400 by 3200 at 1.15 megabytes. And that was the native app. When I went in to adjust the part of the image with, I believe, what was it? What was I using? I was using Handycam. Let's see if they made any changes. No, this... The only changes that happened was when I did some editing to the image, the file size, the dimensions stayed the same, but it's almost twice as big. Actually, it is twice as big in storage size. And when I brought that into Tada SLR on top of that, okay, so... When I made my adjustments on Tada SLR, it reduced the size of the image from 24 by 3200 to 15 by 20. And the actual storage size is, instead of being almost 3 megabytes, it's at 244 kilobytes. So there was a a definite reduction in file size going from one app to the other. The image looks great. I would actually venture to say I'm going to probably try all three of those photos. They're the same photo, but with the three different changes, I want to see side by side printed what it's going to look like, so that I've got some homework ahead of me.
Yeah, there's a I forgot that Camera Plus can show you the EXIF data on your pictures.
Yes,
so you could see all that fun information. There's an app that I like. It's called EXIF Wizard Pro, and it really doesn't do anything other than show you the EXIF data. So if you want to know the focal length, aperture, exposure, the ISO, and then all the fun things like resolution and pixel dimensions and file size, all that fun stuff, it tells you all that stuff.
Yeah. Play around with different apps and try to create different scenarios, and then turn around and compare, because unless you are unless you are doing different things, you may be doing something wrong all along the way. You'll end up hating your images, and then you'll give up on mobile photography and say it's terrible. When I first got my first iPhone, I was pushing the limits of the 3GS, and I was doing things that other people who had the same phone weren't doing. And I go in and I'm like, oh yeah, see these images? Or, oh man, that's great, you did that on that phone? I'm like, yeah, I did. And then one of the ladies walked in, you have the 3GS too? And she goes, yeah. And how are your images? She goes, they're terrible. And then I show her mine, and she was like, oh wow, you did that with that? And we had the same device. There wasn't anything different in devices. But it all comes down to, are you able to push yourself? Are you able to make your images better? What type of apps are you using that would contribute to making that app better? So a lot of times we think it's all about gear, when it's actually a lot of it has to do with our own techniques, composition, subject, and whether or not we're pushing ourselves.
That is a true story.
So, this also made me think of one other thing. Do you recall when we were talking to Robert Morrissey about his book and what he does to print images? He mentioned that all of the iPhone images have a DPI resolution of 72 DPI.
Yes, when they do.
When he goes to increase the size of the image, moving beyond 4x6, 5x7, and 8x10, he goes into Photoshop and he makes it so that he produces an image with 300 DPI. Because 72 DPI is screen resolution. That is the most you'll ever really need when you're looking at a computer screen. That's what website developers use to keep the file size down. If you were putting a 300 DPI image on a website, it would take longer to load up than it would be a 72 DPI. So it's the same thing with our phones. They create a 72 DPI image so that it comes up quickly on our phones. So we have to also be careful when we go to print. If you have Photoshop or say Fireworks, that's an old one, anything that you're able to change the output DPI to 300, if when you go to print larger images, that's going to help in your quality. So that's something else to think about too.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of factors that go into this. Yeah, I'm just looking at just pictures that I have on my phone, and I mean, they range from like 1 megabyte to, I just saw one that was 23 megabytes.
Wow. Yes. I know. Panoramics. Those.
That wasn't even a panoramic.
Oh my gosh.
I think it might have been a TIFF file though.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like, yeah.
I'm looking at another one that I saved as a TIFF, and it's 19 megabytes.
Yeah, 645 Pro, and PureShot are, they are ones you can use to be able to produce TIFF files. There's talk that iPhone one day will have a RAW feature, whether it's the Adobe RAW or maybe something else, that packs in more information. It's a larger file size and can, be able to, you know, probably produce much larger prints. So that's something else to think about too. Yeah, so good thoughts. I'm glad everybody is listening and thinking about these things. Anytime you want to message the show, you can go on and leave a comment on our website. You can even go to, I think it's tinyshutter@gmail.com. Make sure. But I'll have that that email address that goes to Mark. So anytime you guys have anything, go on to Facebook, go on our website, leave us a message, tell us what you think. If you think that I'm off my rocker because I use Walmart, let me know. I can handle that.
I'm sending an email right now.
I have been accused of not being sane a few times, so I'm quite okay with that. So, you want to mention real quick, sort of little side thing that you're doing on Facebook?
Yeah. So this, there's been a thing going around on Facebook. Some of you may have seen it. It's the, as far as I could tell, it's just called the Nature Photography Challenge. And what it is you would post a nature photo. So whatever you interpret as a nature photo, a landscape photo or wildlife or whatever, and say like a little bit of something about the photo, and then you nominate another person to participate in the challenge. So I have a friend that nominated me, like a week ago, I guess. And, so basically I've just been, you know, I pretty much only take nature photos. So I got a lot to pick from, and which actually kind of makes it a chore, because every day I've been trying to, you know, figure out, okay, what do I want to say today? Like what photo do I want to post, and what do I want to say about it? And so I've been trying to do a pretty good mix of kind of more intimate, like close-up stuff, some wildlife, some landscapes in Arizona and landscapes in Ohio and New Hampshire, and really mix it up, I guess. And today is day 7 for me, so I've been kind of thinking all day, like, what do I want my final post to be? And that's something I'll do later on this evening. But yeah, so I've been having a lot of fun with that, and I've nominated Joe, and I've nominated Mark, and actually a couple of our listeners I've nominated, and so it's been pretty cool just to see what everyone posts and to hear what people have to say about the pictures that they're posting, because, you know, they always say, like a picture is worth a thousand words. And then there's also like a lot of people in the photography world say that if you have to say something about a picture, then the picture didn't do its job. It didn't convey, you know, the story or convey the message. But I don't really think that's entirely true. I've been having a really good time kind of talking about the adventures that I was on when I took like a, I don't know, let's just say a picture on a 5-day backpacking trip through Paria Canyon, you know, in southern Utah and Arizona. Just looking at the picture doesn't, that only tells you about that moment. It doesn't tell you about the whole experience. And that's right. kind of what I've been trying to do or trying to maybe bring awareness to being outside basically and kind of paying attention to what's around you and appreciating nature, like wherever you are. And that's kind of one of the things that I've really taken to heart lately, especially being here in Ohio now. Everybody that's been listening for a while now has known that when I moved here from New Hampshire, I really ragged on Ohio like pretty bad. And I thought it really sucked here and that there's nothing to see. And the state is definitely proving me wrong.
Yes.
And I'm really starting to enjoy it here. I mean, it'll never be the same as New Hampshire or Arizona. Those are places I live that are just off the charts for scenery and outdoor adventure. But Ohio is surprising me. There's a lot of really cool stuff here. And so now I'm just kind of trying to preach it to everybody to just get out and explore what's around you and find the beauty that's around you. So I think this is a cool little thing that's going around Facebook. I'm not even really sure like how it started or what the real point of it is, but it's pretty cool. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. I looked at it as a challenge because a lot of times my whole thinking with going outside in nature is I typically on the weekends, I don't do a whole lot of hiking. I don't go out and explore nature because when I'm at work, I'm already outside. So a lot of people are like, oh yeah, I go home on the weekends and I work in the yard. And I'm like, yeah, that's the last thing I want to do. And, you know, because for 40 hours a week, I'm outside working in the elements, enjoying nature. And so now, you know, once work slows down a little bit, I'll have more, you know, creative time to be able to enjoy the scenery and capture it. But in the meantime, I'm like trying to get my work done, so I can't really stop and think of things. But Mondays are my scheduled day off. And this last Monday, I decided to take my middle daughter, who's 2, take her on a little bit of a date and get her out of the house and just some alone time with me so that she can just get a little bit of a different scenery. So we did some errands, and then I decided to take her over to the park that's on the lake that I live by. It's about 5-10 minutes away from the house. And we walked up to the lake, and she got a little apprehensive because all of a sudden, you know, she's like walking towards this big blue thing and got a little scared. So I held her, and, you know, I pulled out my iPhone, and she immediately went cheese, which like she always does. And so we got some pictures, and I took the opportunity to, you know, do that nature thing that Matt's nominated me for and just enjoyed being outside. I took the Jeep out and spent time with my daughter, and I think I'll be doing that more often. So
good. Well, that's good. Sounds like you're getting more out of it than just some time with nature, getting some time with your family.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I think, unless you have anything else to bring up, I think it's time to move into our weekly photo challenge and post pick of the week.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Post pick of the week.
All right. Guess what? I think it's my turn. Is it my turn?
It is definitely your turn.
All right. This week was a little bit easier than I would say the previous episode, because we had, I think we had more participants. And let me pull it up, make sure that I get the right one. We had, let's see here, looks like, I want to get the number right so I'm not telling a tale. We had about 18 people who had put in images, and they look great. This week's was the color red, which is easy. Red's an easy color to spot because it is one of those colors that stands out and is meant to capture,
unless you're colorblind.
That's true. You could be colorblind or even I'll just leave it at colorblind. So so I am looking through the images, and I see one that I like, and I really want to pick that one, but I'm not going to, because I don't want it to be, let's see here. There's one of Joe Montana's jersey, and I love it because I'm a 49ers fan. that's the city of my birth. But this week's post pick of the week is going to be called, the image was called Through the Looking Glass. And that was done by Janine Militello. I hope, Janine, that I spelt that right. You can tell me in the chat if I did. Or it's not spelt it. Said it right. But Janine's is of, it looks like the square glass that's like cubed and is meant to be like a wall. There's a red light that is flowing through it, and the waves in the glass are creating different patterns with the image, and it's really cool, abstract. The lines aren't straight; they're crooked. The red really sticks out, and then the rest of it is muted. And I really like that image. Do you know which one I'm talking about, Matt?
I do. Yes, it is. That kind of glass, it always makes for some pretty cool, like, this would even work for next week's challenge that we haven't mentioned yet, but
yes,
that abstract nature to it is pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So congratulations, Janine. You are the post pick of the week. If you guys want to be featured as post pick of the week, go on to Facebook and join in the festivities. We have a single post that we use for each week, and it's usually pinned to the top, so you don't have to dig through all the other posts on Facebook to find it. And you post your images to the comment section, and that way it's all congregated together. We're not having to search through 7 days worth of things that are posted in Facebook. It's all together, and you go through there and look, see some inspiring photos. We can't pick them all. I really wanted to pick the Joe Montana one, but I didn't want to, you know, possibly get us in trouble with like any copyright or trademark things. But I really liked it.
I think we had some submissions that didn't really land in this post. They were just posted generally. to our page. So that we appreciated those photos, but it kind of disqualifies you. We really just kind of look under the post in the comments. So if you could just post there,
yeah,
that'd be good.
Yeah. Looks like, there's a lot of, good ones in here. Lustinia, I hope I'm saying your name correctly. Lustinia Popa. We had a good, comment from him, from our last show. He actually says that he is an Android user, and so he enjoys our show, and so I am glad to see that he is posting awesome images in the group, and it's inspiring. It's great to know that we are getting listeners who are not so much iPhone users, but the concept's still the same. They're still a tiny shutter, and we welcome those people to our group. So, all right. Well, let's go ahead and announce what this next week's challenge is going to be. And Keith, who's in the chat room, had mentioned it, and I said, all right, I think I like that one. And that is going to be abstract light. And you can make that sort of whatever you want it to be. Abstract light. It's going to be something like, you know, bokeh effects, out of focus, or even just strange patterns like the one that Janine had. So use your imagination. Go out there, find something that's abstract. You might have to look up on the Googles to see what abstract actually means. And, you know, just use your imaginations. So how's that, Matt?
I already know what I'm doing.
Oh, nice.
Mine's going to be Christmas lights shot through soap bubbles, shot through a Fresnel lens.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then I'll probably do something to it in post.
Nice. I want to see. I really want to see that one.
Yeah, I just made that up. That's probably not what I'm going to do.
Oh, man. Such a tease.
Got you all excited.
Yeah. Oh, cool. All right.
I meant to post for this week, too. I had an idea. And then this nature photography challenge, like, kept
derailed
busy enough
you.
That I,
yeah,
I didn't make time to do the shot I wanted to do.
Yeah, mine was a at our church. They every year they put up a Christmas card mailbox slot, and people will go through and the cards that would normally go through the mail to friends at church, they go into the slot. So, you know, each week you can go and find the slot with your last name starts with and look through and find cards that are placed in there for you. It's kind of fun. And it was like, oh man, it's red. I'm like, cha-ching. And so I took a picture of it.
Nice.
Yep. So, all right. Well, I think we're at the end of the show. Is there anything else that you want to bring up?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and do this.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
That's right. All right. Matt, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
You can check me out on Instagram, IM, and Twitter at mhoffmanphoto.
Awesome. You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. You can find the show notes, links to Facebook and the YouTube channel by going to tinyshutter.com. And I encourage you guys, we've had a lot of people joining us, and it was a, we had a lot of people joining the Facebook group, and it's been a wonderful experience to have new people joining, new faces. And being able to contribute to the group, it's it makes this podcast, this virtual camera club, a lot of fun. So if you haven't already, please go on to Facebook. Another thing too is that, you know, at the end of every episode, Scott Fletcher mentions to leave a 5-star review. Please leave us a 5-star review if you haven't already. This would help us to move up in the rankings for other people to be able to find our show. And, you know, even if you have something terrible to say, please just leave it with a 5-star review. We'll take it. But Mark's like going, no, no, don't say that. Don't say that. no, you know, please leave us a 5-star review. We want to know what you guys are thinking about the show. And we encourage the feedback. So, all right. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Well, we will see you guys next week. We're going to do one more episode before the end of the year. And we're going to do a Christmas-type episode. And then we're going to take a break until the new year. And so we will see you guys next time. All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?